traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Well, Sean, you know how the fake news works. They leave out some or most of the facts of a story. They put the worst spin on it. And that's what's happened in this case. I hope people really do buy this book and they find out the truth of this story. Because the truth of this story is that this was a working dog and it was not a puppy. It was a dog that was extremely dangerous. It had come to us from a family who had found her way too aggressive. We were her second chance, and she was, the day she was put down was a day that she massacred livestock that were part of our neighbors. She attacked me, and it was a hard decision. And the reason it's in the book is because this book is filled with tough, challenging decisions that I've had to make throughout my life. And I hope that people understand from this that what the point of this story is that most politicians, they will run from the truth. They will shy away and hide from making tough decisions. I don't do either of those. I tell the truth and I make tough decisions. People attacked me during COVID for keeping my state open. They called me wrong and attacked me night after night on TV for not doing mandates and not forcing people to get vaccines or wear masks. They're doing it again now with this. I just hope people will read the book, find out the truth, because this was a dangerous animal. And I had a choice between keeping my small children and other people safe or a dangerous animal. And I chose the safety of my children.
Really?
Shortest podcast ever. We have from the open to the close.
Yeah, that's what it was. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. It is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. We're just rolling through this year, man. 2025 will be here in a jiffy. It's almost Christmas. Christmas in July, by the way. My name is Wayne Dupree. I'm the host of the podcast. Let me introduce the godfather of conservative radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Hello, everybody. Just glad to be here. Ready to go.
And then we also have the Imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Robinson.
Hey, happy Thursday. I don't know about you guys, but what a fast week. This week just flew by.
Yeah. The year is gonna...
Right.
You know.
I'm sitting there with two dogs, too. I'm not taking South them to grapple yeah. pit.
That was South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. She's not backing down. She's sticking to her guns about how she took care of a rabid animal.
You know, this outlines how soft we've become. Mm. This story right here is a very common story. Mm. People don't realize, a lot of people that live in the city have no idea what life in the country is like. You know, when you're, cause I had to do it myself. You know, when you're out there, you don't just call somebody and a dog catcher comes. There is no dog catcher in the country. You got to do, I know a lot of neighbors that had a deal. If my dog goes down or needs to be put down, you take my dog out. And if yours, I'll take yours out. So you didn't have to kill your own dog, but it's a common thing. But the problem is that she's never going to go further in elected office now.
Right.
Because America's too freaking soft.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen many, and I don't live in the country. I don't live in a city either, but I don't live in a country. But when I did live in a town, there used to be this dog. We called him Rick. But every day when the children got off school, that dog would come out of nowhere. And it just so happened this, well, actually, no. The dog was chained up. The dog was chained up for the most part. You could hear him when
I walked by that dog every day, scared the hell out of me.
Exactly. Yep. Except for this one day. Dog got free. And everybody, when they noticed that the dog wasn't there and they noticed that the dog was by the front door or by the back door, by the front door, everybody started going out the back door. When the dog went around the back, everybody started going out the front door. I say all this to say this. Some people got hurt because they were trying to climb fences and they were jumping over each other and they didn't know what the dog was going to do. But the owner wasn't around. What do you want? Want to protect your children or do you want to protect your dog in that moment? Okay. I agree with Hutch and probably J. Roberts, we'll get his response, but look, there's a whole lot of crazy dogs out there. I mean, I've seen dog videos right now where dogs are going after, like, larger dogs are going after smaller dogs and shaking them like this and killing them and stuff. It's like, there are dogs out there. There are evil dogs out there. I mean, seriously. And if you want to go a step further, I really want to do that. I'm going to have to, Hutch. J-Rob, I'm going to have to. The dog I'm talking about is German Shepherd when we were growing up in school. German Shepherds have a great memory.
Yes, they do. Smart dogs.
And they remember what they were forced to do in the 60s. at request. And there's just something about German Shepherds and
Black people.
Black Americans that just don't make. So and I think that's why Black Americans start getting those Rottweilers. But then Rottweilers are crazy too. So either way, there are evil dogs, is what I'm trying to say.
And
if that's what she had to do. She didn't have to put it in the book. Didn't have to put it in the book. And she put it in the book knowing that she was probably going to get backlash and she was ready for the backlash. So to me, it shows some strength on her part. Thanks for explaining it. Let's move on, right,
Joe? See, I was going to say, I grew up in the country. And if you've been around farm dogs, working dogs, when they start killing livestock or endangering people or barking at people or biting people, you put them down. And you don't have a vet, you put it down yourself. So completely true. But I think this outlines why Republicans fail is why on earth do you put this story in your book? And do we really want to have the conversation about when's it right for you to take the dog out and shoot it? It's kind of like the point I was making with these campus protests. Leftist protesters destroying leftist universities. Let's let the left take care of it. Let's just sit back. Let's let them deal with it. We don't need to jump in. And we get ourselves into these situations where there's no upside. Now, Kristi Noem, instead of talking about the economy or how good the Dakotas are doing, she's out there going, well, let me explain when it's right to kill a dog. It's like, dude, just why would you put that in your book? Like, who read that book and said, yeah, that's a great conversation we should have as a nation. It's dumb.
It works as South Dakota governor, but it doesn't work for vice president.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
And to be honest, there's probably parts of South Dakota where it doesn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the big cities. And like, I got two little dogs. Like, they're like our kids. We baby those things. And, you know, people who have that experience don't understand what it's like. Like, hey, you make a living raising livestock. And if your dog is killing your chickens, well, like that can't be. And there's no dog rescue you can call and like, hey, come pick up my dog.
Like in the city, my dog was dying of old age. He couldn't breathe anymore. He could hardly walk. He crapped on himself. And so I took him to the vet. and put my arms around him, and they shot that stuff that Michael Jackson did into him, and he was done.
Oh, yep. Propofol or
whatever. I don't know. She said it was the same thing that Michael Jackson died from. She said he won't feel a thing.
He didn't.
Yeah. He went to sleep, man. I missed that dog, but I'll never have another one because of that. That was hard, man. That was the first dog I had from puppy to death.
Okay. Well, I mean, for that we understand, you know, but it seemed like everybody that heard the story, that didn't read the book, but they heard the story, they heard the excerpts, they thought this was a little baby pup, you know. Right.
They envisioned one of those little chihuahas in your purse that you decided to take out and kill.
Shih tzus, you know? She killed a little shih tzu. That thing probably was foaming at the mouth and everything if it's attacked. If you got an animal that's attacking larger animals, that's a bad dog. That, you know, that's crazy if it's going after like a cow or a horse or something like that.
I think it was chickens. I think it was chickens. Here's and truth be told, I did not read the article, but here's a headline from a former brigade commander in the United States Army. Trump's VP pick should be someone who has never admitted to shooting a puppy.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, man. This is our right-wing guy here. You know?
Well, and this is why Republicans suck at politics. Because seriously, you wrote a book and now all anybody's going to talk about is killing that dog.
And that's what I said. I mean, it's over now for her.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, a nice try, but people are, I mean, we're not the country we once were.
No, right.
We're not. And you know,
it's like the abortion issue. It's the same way. Stay away from it.
All right. Let's stay. You know,
for you to say that this isn't a country like it used to be. Yeah, you're right. Hello, everybody. Me again.
Lord help us.
This is at UCLA. There's an Islamic prayer call
after they handed him there
on the campus.
Sure. I wonder if any of those LGBTQIA purple-haired people know what they do to those guys.
No, they don't.
What
they
about don't care. The
women? You know why? Because they're in the United States of America. It's almost like what we were talking about with the city and country folk about the dog stuff. They don't as long look. If the city of Los Angeles is taken over by Muslims right now, the LGBT community would make a mad dash for Florida. You know what I'm saying? They would make a mash dash and join the log cabin Republicans and go to Florida. You know, I look at that with
Why do I gotta look at you?
I look at that and I'm like, that happened in New York under Obama.
Man, remember that?
Yeah, they were all marching down the street and everybody thought it was a kumbaya moment and everything. And all of a sudden, 2 o'clock hit.
Drop.
And everybody dropped rug. They dropped rug and the Americans were like, yeah.
Block traffic.
Blocked traffic, nobody was moving anywhere, and half the people were on their rug while the Americans were looking around. It's like, wait a minute, what is this? It's your city being taken over. That's
exactly that's what it is.
That's all.
It's exactly what it is. It's all written down.
And all these people protesting for women's rights, and can you believe these states they want the Handmaid's Tale and all this stuff. Have y'all looked to see how they treat women in Arab countries?
Just I know. Saying.
Study if you're on the fence and you're female, study FGM. Look that up. FGM, female genital mutilation. Yep. Look the Islamic practice up. It's barbaric.
Well,
Muslims
hate
women.
They make women cover their face. I mean, you start talking about like rights to vote. Are you kidding me? In some countries in the Middle East, they don't even allow them to like work or have any positions of authority or elected office.
They have Muslim bathing suits.
Right.
I mean, I went to Virginia Beach one time and I saw this family. It was a guy and his little boy, and they were dressed like tourists on the beach, and the mom. in black from head to toe. On the beach, mm-hmm. It was hot. She went over and
I saw that.
Dipped her toe in the water, and that was all she got, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Barbaric.
Here's something else that happened. This is something else that happened at UCLA last night. If you want to wear a mask, you better make sure that it has glue on it or or it's some type of Velcro so it doesn't come off.
Peekaboo.
Hello.
Peekaboo.
Nazi. No job for you.
Trying to hide.
Nazi. Carve a swastika in his forehead.
Trying to hide. That's crazy.
That's what they should do when they're walking through and they're detaining them. Just pop off all the masks. Yeah. Hey, smile for the camera.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. That,
send them to every law firm.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's like now we know you are anti-American and pro-Hamas. Living here in the country.
I dug out a clip last night from Ronald Reagan. When I was telling you about Berkeley last, when he was running for governor.
Yeah.
He's talking to this guy that's trying to stand up for the protesters at Berkeley. And he said, you know, some of you people in this room know better and you're old enough to know better that you don't let children pick the laws that they get to follow for social justice. You know, and it was like, that's the problem with leaving them alone. If you don't do anything, then they're going to just go to the next step. I mean, we'll see it. We'll watch it play out right in front of our face. They'll come off campus next. And then by the time November rolls around, if their plan comes together the way they want it, we'll have martial law.
You know, just got a video coming up where, when did this happen? Oh, he was in Wisconsin. Okay, so they don't have court on Wednesday. That's why. President Trump was in Wisconsin on Wednesday. Wasn't in court. And I guess he did a rally.
That's what he does with his free time. He goes to Wisconsin and Michigan. That guy's all the time.
Well, we hear that he's going to do a Madison Square Garden rally.
He could do that right after court.
Yeah.
Walk on over.
But yeah, I remember in the year 2000 and 2001, because I went to England twice. I went to the UK twice, and I noticed the amount of Muslims that were in that country too. And I thought it was strange because I always thought the UK was for UK, but when I saw the amount of Muslims that were walking on the street, and they had their own district and they had their own area, almost like a little Chinatown and stuff.
And the mayor of London is a Muslim.
Now, exactly, which is the birth of that, because again, in 2000, you start seeing all this stuff, you're like, that's weird, got these men holding hands walking on the streets like this. And I'm not I'm not talking about the gay stuff, I'm talking about the Muslim tradition, the thing of men holding hands by pinkies and stuff with the dresses and walking up and down the street. The same stuff that you saw in Saudi Arabia, you know, and whatnot like that. But President Trump called out, I'll let you
listen. In what happened when Europe opened their doors to jihad, look at Paris, look at London, they're no longer recognizable. And I'm going to get myself into a lot of trouble with the folks in Paris and the folks in London. But you know what? That's the fact. They are no longer recognizable. And we can't let that happen to our country. We have incredible culture, tradition. Nothing wrong with their culture, their tradition. We can't let that happen here, and I'll never let it happen to the United States of America.
Which brings me to this question. In 2024, well, after the 2024 election, do you think that there's going to be a huge change in America? Are you expecting a huge change in America after the 2024 election? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's the first politician besides Dr. Ben Carson that even admits the problem. George Bush never admitted the problem. None of them did. He's the first one to do it. Him and Ben Carson did it first. He almost made me drive my truck off the side of the road. I was listening to him in the primary season of 2015, I guess. Mm-hmm. And he said he explained what taquilla was. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe it. I almost drove my truck off the side. I didn't think anybody knew that.
Right.
You know, which it's the practice of lying to further Islam. Acceptable lying.
Right.
Jay?
Yeah. I got to say, when we're talking about changing the country after this election, if Trump wins and if he does what we think he needs to do, there's going to be huge transformational change, shrinking government, reduction of government programs and spending, all sorts of things. If Biden or the Democrat candidate wins, we're going to see, I mean, we have moved farther in the past 3-4 years than we used to move in 20 years.
That's right,
as a society.
Man. That's by design.
Yeah.
While they got that old buddy duddy up there, it's by design.
Right. And that's only going to continue and get worse. And, you know, I mentioned the other day, I think there's like a 40% chance there's no election now because they just can't stop Trump. They have nothing to campaign on other than abortion. Like, they can't do the economy. They can't do wars. They can't do, you know, they try to say, oh, job growth is up, but people buy groceries. Like, you know, inflation's not down. The labor market's not great. People know that. And so the only thing they have to run on is Trump's a dictator, which I think more people are coming around to, well, maybe that's not so bad because we need to make some hard
decisions. He's a dictator, but he's the one that's in four courts.
Right.
And I would give the RNC a little heads up. Spend a lot less money on Joe Biden and a lot more money on Kamala Harris. Joe Biden's a done deal, man. Joe Biden can't defend himself. We got to look at their bench. He's not going to, you can look at him. If this guy makes it to November, it'll be a miracle.
Right. Well, and there's so many things to run on. Border security, run on the economy, run on overreaching federal government, run on, I mean, Agenda 25, like every point on Agenda 25 or 45, Agenda 45 Trump put together is great. Like, that should be the RNC campaigns. We all get Joe Biden's a numbskull. And,
right. We and know that already. Collapses.
Right.
You know, it's like us worrying about Democrats when our own house is destroyed.
Right.
When Republicans are paying for everything. And I mean, Mike Johnson has a negative approval rating now.
Right.
You know, so.
I kind of look on it in a different way because I don't, well, it doesn't matter who gets in. There's going to be change, meaning as we saw under Barack Obama, it was the creation of Antifa in the beginning of BLM. When Trump got in, they went crazy. They went off under him. They went off. I think that they're going to go off under another Trump presidency because
Trump or Biden.
They didn't. Well, they haven't really under Biden.
I'll tell you what.
But the only reason why is because the Democrats think that they have a stronghold on containing them. If you look at what's happening right now, that containment is being chunked right off. These people are starting to see we can get away with this and get away with that, and Biden's not going to do anything. Biden just came out just a while ago.
They had a standoff between Israeli and anti-Israeli protesters, and they both started chanting FJB.
Right.
On both sides of the firing line.
And when I saw that, I was like, okay, that Frankenstein's monster.
Yep.
It can't be contained right now. Now, the police did a great job a couple of days ago with going into Columbia and stuff. But even Jay was talking about people like, okay, fine, we get out of jail, we just do it again. And if they do it again, the reinforcements you know, it's a back and forth and back. Honestly, to me, when I look at a couple of those pictures and videos, that looked like a civil war more than the civil war that everybody's been talking about online between the Republicans and the Democrats. It looked like to me that the civil war was between anti-Israel and the and pro-Israel in America.
But you look at the leaders of those movements, they're not even American.
Yeah, right. I know. Somehow, some way.
It ain't a civil war.
They were allowed to be left to come in here.
Right.
You know?
And the Democrats, they think that they can, you can deal with these people, no problem. They're not a majority. But the Democrats try to negotiate with them and try to appease them, and you can't do that.
Exactly.
They're past that.
Exactly. And well, I you know, again, I look at it as 2024 after the election. You remember what happened in 2020 after the election? The crazies went to D.C. on Inauguration Day and almost, well, they didn't almost burn down the city, but you saw some crazy stuff that night, right?
And pre-positioned pallets of bricks.
They're going to, unless they cordon off and shut down things and have tickets for people to come in so they can sit down on Inauguration Day, you're going to have the same thing. These people are going to go off. It doesn't matter how many police that you hire, because the police, as we talked about the other day, if you ain't physically bloodying up somebody, these businesses got money. They can take care of their own insurance. Go ahead. Do your stuff to Starbucks's window. Do your stuff to some of these places. I guess what I'm saying is, are things going to change based on what we're seeing right now? Will things get better immediately? Or will things stay the same? Okay. Or will things get worse with the new person in office? And I understand the conservative thought, but if any liberal is out there, do you think that things are going to get better? Because conservatives, MAGA, some Republicans are going to say, yeah, when Trump gets in, he's going to take it. He's going to make things better and stuff. Some of y'all might even be saying right now, within the first couple of days, is he going to have the power to do that? Are they going to allow him to do that based on what we saw with his first term, with Obama's people not leaving? Is the Biden Obama people going to leave when he gets in again? Are they going to hamstring him in the Senate with McConnell? Is Johnson gonna, well, if Johnson is still there, is he gonna show his Darth Vader colors? And if it is a Democratic house, there's so many things to what's going on. That's why I said, is a 2024 election going to change things for the better, stay the same, or worse? That's all.
Well, I'm going off of what he promised. I heard him the other day say it again. He said, on day one, we're going to start the biggest deportation operation in this country's history. And if he doesn't do that, what he said about the culture is going to happen here too. Our culture is going to get melted down into something totally different. There's too many of them. Good or bad, there's too many.
Well, I think setting realistic expectations when Trump wins, we're going to go through a couple years of turmoil, strife, and difficulty. Definitely. Because the project he's taking on is like, you're not remodeling a house and putting in new carpet. Exactly. You're tearing down a big chunk of the house. I mean, imagine just if he physically removes, let's say, 4, 5, 6 million people, like that's going to have an impact on things.
Right.
If he caps spending, that's going to, like, we need to do it, but right. That's going to impact people.
Right.
And, right. You know, a lot of the things he's going to take over. And I mean, the first year or two are going to be pretty rocky if he's doing it right. If it's not rocky, it means he's not addressing it.
A lot of it will happen spontaneously.
Right.
If you effectively remove 10,000 people, people are going to start leaving.
Yep.
He doesn't have to get rid of millions of people.
Or hiding.
Right. And you can't welcome them. You know, these freaking cities that give them free money, they're ridiculous.
Well,
no, I'm just saying.
And another thing that just came up yesterday was the top four states that have more illegals than any other states in the country. New York, California, Texas, and Florida. Those four states have more foreign immigrants have benefited from those four states: New York, California, Texas, and Florida, the four largest states. But
I'm just saying, imagine
two are led by Republican and two are led by Democrat. Go ahead.
Imagine the news cycle 24/7 of dad being hauled out of the house while mom and baby are crying. And I mean, that's going to be our news cycle when he does the deportation operation.
Glad I don't watch it.
coming to the stage is our awesome little sister. We haven't seen her for a little. Well, actually, no, we really haven't seen her for a little bit. Last time we saw her, it was by phone. But let us bring in our awesome Miss Ava.
Oh. Hi, brothers. Thank you for having me today. I'm so happy to come back.
Are you okay? Is everything all right?
Been missing you. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
All right. You know, a lot of things have been going on these college campuses and stuff. And I think our audience wants to know, or they need, I don't know if they need it, but how much is the CCP, not funding it, but driving this happening on college campuses? Because with everything that they've done to college campuses, the hand has to be in it. Their fingers have to be touching a lot of the stuff that's going on right now. So what can you tell us?
Absolutely. So I would like to start with, using one of the expose that the NFSC just did over the last weekend, and you will know how the CCP is able to actually utilize this, American hate attitude, not only on campus, but also overall on social medias and massive influence as well. So in the last weekend, the NFSC gave out 18 pieces of exclusive information brought by our whistleblowers in mainland China. And one of the information mentions that, because of the inauguration and the Taiwan issues decided by the Chinese Communist Party internally, that there are eight aspects that the CCP wanted to utilize. And among one of them is actually to utilize American hate attitude from other countries to trigger chaos in the United States. And, we firmly believe that, these college events, these protests could be driven by the Chinese Communist Party in the back as well. In the history that CCP is very good at utilizing these American hate attitude and also utilizing, exaggerating these social events by exposing them with a higher level of exposure on social medias. And students are, among the most who are easily being triggered by these social media posts and by the values that they believe and they were taught in the schools. And so now you can tell that the protests have went far beyond than expressing their ideas itself. Lots of students were being expelled from class. They've been banned from entering the schools, and this will trigger even more and more tensions between the institutions and the students. And especially, in New York City, now you're seeing more and more young generations went on the streets. Rather than studying in classrooms, they're going onto the streets and then protesting. And this could be easily utilized by the Chinese Communist Party.
So it looks like it's an influencing operation on our young people. And I noticed that the Department of Homeland Security is getting into AI pretty heavily. And I imagine it's because of that, for some of that purpose is to influence young people. But talk to us. We just had a new member of the Homeland Security's AI Safety and Security Board. Her name is Fei-Fei Li. Can you explain who she is and why it matters?
Absolutely. So Fei-Fei Li came to, a public image, as she worked for Stanford University on the AI Institution Center. She was also known as her positions at Twitter previously. In 2020, Miles in his broadcast video specifically mentioned about Fei-Fei Li, who he confirms, Miles confirmed, is a special agent of the Chinese Communist Party with specific registration code under the Chinese government. So Feifei Li, at that time, you know, around the 2020 election, she was receiving tasks from the CCP to influence and to purchase shares from Twitter and making moves within Twitter's, within Twitter's and trying to remove the former CEO of Twitter. And this was all directed by the Chinese Communist Party. And the major attempt was for the CCP to maintain influence and control over the United States social medias. And within the, you know, whistleblowers movement, there were two figures that people could investigate, related to her. Feifei Li was previously working very closely with Bruno Wu, a registered agent of the Chinese Communist Party, an American citizen who was also known to work with former FBI agent and trying to lobby to return, Miles Guo to China at that time. And Feifei Li was also working very closely with Sun Lijun, the former vice minister of the Public Security Department in China. So with all that relationship and the working, history that she had with the Chinese Communist Party, you will understand, instantly that Feifei Li was with the communist government for a long time. And she always carried special tasks from the Chinese government, especially on social media. And now, moving on to the Homeland Security Safety and AI Board.
There's something happening with the Solomon Islands. They have a new prime minister. How does that affect? What does the NFC know about that? And what kind of changes are we looking at?
Absolutely. So over the last weekend, the new federal state of China actually shared one of the important information regarding Solomon Islands election. At the time, the information that we spread out to the public was the former prime minister of Solomon Island actually made an indication to the Chinese Communist Party that he had the confidence to get reelected in the Solomon Islands election, but he was concerned that there will be unrest on the islands. So he was reaching out to the Chinese Communist Party to try to ask CCP's help to send over troops and military to help help him secure the government and the position that he may get reelected in. And today, we're seeing the election results from the islands that the Solomon Islands picked another China-friendly, person to become the next prime minister of the islands. The problem is, if you look at, the agreements that were signed between China and Solomon Islands, you found that CCP would be easily to send over spy bases, military troops, and other, military facilities through security agreement that they signed last year. And these, security and law enforcement agreement between two countries are easily for Chinese Communist Party to set up military bases and funding, the Solomon Islands through other military infrastructures. And this is where, it never changed, especially you see another China-friendly or CCP-friendly person gets elected again.
Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, I was going to say, sorry, I had internet's acting weird. I think I'm getting hacked by China, right? As Halo logs on, it goes. Hey, Xi Jinping's talking about, is my internet locked up?
No, you're good.
All right. I was going to say, Xi Jinping's talking about increasing military shipments to supporting countries. Is he just going to foster World War III until that's where we're at, or kind of what's your intelligence telling you on that?
Absolutely, Jason. And, I hope that your internet was okay, that the CCP was not trying to hack you. but inside intelligence and all of the outside moves that you look at Xi, that we did feel that, she was getting more and more intense and more and more close to any warfare actions that he may take. You know, just inside mainland China, he started to implement, he started to implement military and civil combination departments with banks and other state-controlled ventures and businesses. And this was already implemented in one of the banks in the mid part of China already. And so this was a plan and a signal to all of the Chinese people who lived in mainland that they're now sending over military departments and setting up small military units to all of the state-controlled business. And whenever, you know, a warfare starts, and these units will join the war and become part of the PLA. So that is a perfect proof of you know, CCP's military civil strategies. And with, you know, the information that you just mentioned about Xi's moves to send over more military facilities or military supplies, logistics to other supporting countries to the Chinese Communist Party, that, you know, that the intelligence did show that, you know, Xi ordered or instructed the military commission to speed up the implementation of the export of the military equipment, including guns, bombs, drones, and missiles, and, you know, to countries with, you know, Venezuela, Kazakhstan, Cuba, and Yemen, and specific weapons, including Hongqi series, flying crossbow FN-6 and FN-16, portable air defense missiles, Transport 3, and Feihong 901 drones. So all these, you know, all these bombs and drones or guns were not, you know, were not just sent to facilitate or to strengthen the national defense of other countries. It will all, you know, always became part of the CCP's warfare plans. Next step.
Yeah, it's called pre-positioning military equipment. We've been doing it for decades.
And speaking about that part, a couple of days ago, there was a report that $6.5 billion in investment, American money, had went to 63 Chinese companies linked to the military or human rights abuses.
Way to go, Mike. Have you
seen anything about that? I mean, again, billions in U.S. investment goes to Chinese firms linked to CCP, military, and human rights abuses.
Right, Wayne. This is the problem here. You know, we've been trying to urge the business here to cut off ties with the Chinese Communist Party to sanction the CCP and PLA controlled business. But again and again, we've seen, you know, investment ventures and these hedge funds sending over the monies, you know, from their investors to the CCP controlled business. And that is a problem here. You know, that even if there are firms that was already sanctioned by the United States government, that these business ventures can still utilize their proxies to receive funds. And you know, here today, any of these ventures, any of these hedge funds who are sending over the money are actually strengthening the Chinese Communist Party's warfare abilities to initiate the next warfare against the United States. So how ironic is that, right? CCP's power was strengthened and facilitated by these investment funds.
You know, so we talked about all this logistics that it's clearly occurring. Equipment's moving, materiel's moving. But now Taiwan is reporting that they had their second, they found a second combat patrol from the CCP in two reports in 1 week. Is this escalating on the ground as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Hutch. The problem here today is that, you know, we're so close to the inauguration of the new president of Taiwan, and CCP will not sit still and wait for that inauguration. Everybody knows that, right? And this is primarily why that you saw more and more drones and more aircraft sending over by the Chinese Communist Party to harass Taiwan. On the other hand, Xi and other officials of the Chinese Communist Party had made clear to the internal party that they will let people, you know, who support a democratic progressive party in Taiwan, you know, to pay the price of supporting the new president of Taiwan. So here, you know, you can tell that, you know, Xi had never gave up his determination of taking over Taiwan. And on the other hand, you can feel that, you know, the retaliation from the Chinese Communist Party to the election of the new president of Taiwan is coming very close.
You know, the NFSC does a great job of breaking news. And one of the stories you guys broke was Putin is lined up to go visit China in just over 2 weeks on the 15th. And it sounds like you've even been able to uncover some of the topics that he's going to talk about. Can you let our audience know what does your guys' intelligence tell you is going on with that meeting and the purpose?
Absolutely. So Putin was scheduled to visit China on May 15th, which was just about less than 2 weeks, in the future. And there were two primary goals for his visit in China after, after his new election. And the first goal was to ask the Chinese Communist Party to support or help promote the Russian-led security architecture in Europe, and meaning that, all of the issues that in Europe should be decided or determined by East Europe people itself, and which means that asking the Chinese Communist Party to eliminate or to ban United States influence over East Europe political agendas in the future. And the second is that Li Hui, the CCP special envoy for Russia, is meeting with ambassadors now in Beijing and to trying to convince them to support Russia. So just by one small, sign that you can tell from last week, that when Blinken was visiting in China, when Blinken was visiting Beijing, Hamas and Fatah was also having certain peace talks arranged by the Chinese Communist Party at the same time. So you can tell that when Blinken was trying to address his concerns on, United States has great concerns on CCP support over Russia, at the same time, the Chinese Communist Party was inviting Hamas to its home base, Beijing. And so you can absolutely tell that at this moment, Xi's arrogance and the dead emperor's arrogance and all of the crazy moves of the Chinese Communist Party will escalate even more.
We talk about Putin visiting, or he's going to connect with Xi. Elon Musk. I'll just say it like that, or I'll just ask you this question. With the electric car that the CCP is putting out there right now, is that one of the major reasons why Elon Musk is going over there to shore up his investment over there? Because from what we're seeing, the CCP's or China's car that has become the number one selling electric car globally. So is he going over there to fix things or why? Why is he going over there?
Absolutely. So, people are always paying attention on any of these, huge business tycoons in the United States to visit China. And if you, compare all of these visits in details, you found Elon Musk or Tim Cook, they always visit Shanghai, but not Beijing. And that is an interesting detail there, right? When Elon Musk met with the premier, Li Qiang, he specifically mentioned that he himself had a personal relationship with the prime minister and they have met each other before in the past, but he did not say that he met Xi a lot of times and then he himself had a good relationship. And so this is an interesting detail that when people are looking at these businesses, those connections always go into Shanghai, where CCP lies its deeply international economic ties in the city. And on the other hand, with Elon Musk, he has genius ideas and he has all his social media platforms, which has huge influence over the United States. It is very likely and it is easy for the Chinese Communist Party to lobby him to do anything that is favorable to the Chinese Communist Party. The platform that we are speaking today, Getter, is a huge difference from Twitter, not was because of the scale or the share price, but because of, the essential value was different. There was no media in this world saying that they were able to have that courage to speak against the Chinese Communist Party, and Getter was the only one. And so this is the, primary difference between Elon Musk's X and Getter. And so So here again, you know, I will not, you know, share more information when I don't have any confirmation from within. Right. But right. The problem here today is that with all of these business tycoons and ventures and the talents of the United States, they always mm-hmm. visit Shanghai, but not Beijing. And that is a detail. Or maybe people can read it more from the internal competition within the senior leaders of the Chinese Communist Party.
Isn't Shanghai the center of your industrial base? Steel mills and things?
I would think that with economic centers, Shanghai and the southern part of China, Shenzhen and Guangzhou are all, you know, centers for trades. But the former president of China, Jiang Zemin's families and all of the people who were formerly supporting him was all based in Shanghai. And this was primarily why lots of ventures and lots of investments went into Shanghai because they were the old, ties with the CCP's former senior leaders. And that is primarily why that even, when Blinken visited China and when Janet Yellen visited China, they were not going to Beijing directly. Yellen visited Guangzhou first and Blinken visited Shanghai first. And these are all very, interesting details that people can look into.
Yeah, I was going to say the Blinken China visit was eerily quiet. I didn't see a lot coming out of that. Or I saw when he got off the plane, nobody even greeted him. And there was no carpet. Was that just a power play by the CCP? Like, Anthony Blinken, get out of here.
Well, I think she was absolutely not happy to see him. If people can, just search on Blinken's Xi's meetings videos, there are some press clips that are very interesting to look at. That when Blinken went into the room and to try to shake hands with President Xi, she didn't even give him a formal look. So they shake hands with each other for almost just 1 second, right. And she takes off his hands and looked straight to the camera. Blinken was a bit surprised and tried to stare at Xi. And then they need to get good photos for the press. And when they moved into the meeting hall, Xi was the one who sit in the center, and Blinken and the diplomats from the CCP sit on, left and right sides. And the way that all of the press videos take, that you can tell that it was almost like Xi was a senior professor from a university and Blinken was a primary student and listening to Xi. And so you can tell how arrogant, the dead emperor, the dead emperor is. And you can tell, he was not happy at all to see Blinken's visit. And and right after, Blinken finished his visit in China, right, he gave a speech with I believe BBC. He said that, if China does not do anything about stopping its support to Russia, United States will not leave it alone. So you can absolutely tell this was not a pleasant journey, right, in Beijing, absolutely. But this was a honest, journey for Xi to express his arrogance in that meeting.
I love that.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Somebody comes to your country to see, and then when you shake the hand, and such and such and such. Yeah,
the videos were wild.
I know, right? Yeah, I mean, they made a U.S. president walk out the back of his own plane with Obama. And
Blinken had ties with the CCP before Biden was president.
Yeah,
at the Biden Penn Center. Blinken ran that.
Ayla, what do y'all have going on this week at the New Federal State of China? Or do y'all plan another drop blitz this weekend with more information and breaking news?
Well, absolutely. For the month of May, Beijing will be quite busy. There will be senior leaders from countries in the UAE to visit Beijing for the UAE summit. And China was trying to convince these leaders to support the Chinese Communist Party, to rely on Chinese Communist Party to resolve Middle East issues. On the other hand, Xi is planning on visiting some European countries, including France, Hungary, in the upcoming week. week in May between, I believe, between May the 6th and May the 11th, noticing that, you know, the first round of countries are also being very CCP friendly. She might have, made a joint statements with the president of France, Macron. She would also, visit Hungary, where, their prime minister has been very closely tied with the Chinese Communist Party in the past. I will give you another piece of information that, the senior leader of Hungary actually has huge overseas assets that was hidden in the city of Shanghai. And during COVID times, that his daughter actually visited Shanghai to handle these overseas assets secretly. And this was primarily why she this time had planned to visit Hungary and ask Hungary to continuous support to the Chinese Communist Party for all of the potential issues in Europe, especially to speak up for Chinese Communist Party when there are sanctions posting from EU. So lots of things to expect in the month of May, and as we've all aware that Miles' trial was also scheduled still in May later mm-hmm. this month, so lots of information right. will come up.
One thing about Hungary that I don't know if many people realize, Ukraine wants to become part of NATO. Hungary was like, nope.
Viktor Orbán, I'll be very curious as to what you uncover about that. He's like an emerging ally of ours. It'd be nice to nip it in the bud if we have to.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw that and I was like, okay, Hungary is really like trying to stick to their guns by not allowing Ukraine to get into NATO. And then you're saying that she has a little connection with Hungary. And she also has that connection with Russia. So, those hands are like connected somehow, right?
Exactly. When Hungary's president hid his assets in Shanghai and asked his daughter to fly to Shanghai during COVID times to deal with that, to deal these assets, you will not be surprised that they're stepping up and to speak for the Chinese Communist Party to not to support Ukraine to join the NATO, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I check out stuff overseas.
You have to with our media.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Before I let you go, I know you got to do your own research and you have connections and stuff, but is there a certain channel? Is there a certain media outlet that y'all check out on a regular basis?
Absolutely. So with all of the exposés and the exclusive intelligence that we received, we will be updating these intelligence information with videos and information on mm-hmm. Getter. So please find us on NFSC TV or NFSC Speaks. All of the other broadcasts that was related to supporting the new federal state of China will be on various platforms. Please subscribe to, Winter Pre-Show, of course, and go to on, Getter, Rumble, X to find us on New Federal State of China on NFSC TV or NFSC Speaks.
All right. Excellent. Well, until next week, thank you so much. Be safe out there, and I hope it doesn't take us that long to have you back on. We really appreciate what y'all do over there, and for all of our friends in China that support the show and pray for us share our work. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, brothers.
See ya.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish we were in high school. I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
President Walker, how do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
When they go low, we kick them.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
What a stupid son of a bitch.
Those are evil people.
Do you see what we're up against? Okay. Now, I'm not saying... I'm not saying the retarded little step siblings aren't as bad, but the Republicans don't go out there and do that.
Okay. Only Trump.
Okay. They do not do that. They don't tell you to go out into the middle. I have yet to see a Republican tell people to go out in the middle of the street. Let's be honest. I think millions are waiting for him to do it.
You'd see an immediate reaction if a Republican did that. They'd put him in prison right away.
Yeah, they might, but they would have given the order. They would have given order, and that unleashes the dogs of war, Jay.
Oh, my Wi-Fi was wanking out again.
Yeah, we need to give you a Grammy for that auto-tune that you were doing earlier, Brian.
Right. I was sitting there and I'm like, oh my God, I got a weird note. I had to reboot my router.
My internet's bare.
I was going to say, on the theme of Republicans losing, this is why we lose. George Santos is why we lose. We say, oh, we need to hold politicians accountable. Democrats say, you're being hypocritical because George Santos is in there, and we kick him out. And they go, okay, your turn. Hold your people accountable. And they just stare at us.
I mean, that Jamal Bowman pulled a freaking fire extinguisher or fire alarm in the middle of a vote. That's illegal.
In the middle of a vote, yeah. You know, the only people to hold Congress accountable is you.
Yep.
Because Congress is not up there to hold themselves accountable, and they're not up there to keep to make America move forward in a successful way. We've seen that. We know that plan. We need some t-shirts.
Something like that.
Congress. Yeah. I work on it. We need something that needs to go viral so that more people can see it when you're walking into a doctor's office or when you are at a public laundromat or when, you know, you see the messages, because again, a lot of people don't have social media. We think they do because we're on social media all the time, but a lot of people don't have social media. They stay away from social media, just like they stay away from politics, just like they stay away from the news. A lot of people don't watch the news anymore. They don't. They watch reality TV. They watch Netflix. They watch God. They stay away from that stuff. Until you're sitting in front of your dinner table and you're looking at a Salisbury steak that costs $13 that you could have got at Ruth's Chris, but you got it one little Salisbury steak, overcooked mashed potatoes, and dried up peas and carrots on your table. And I said the Salisbury steak was $13. The whole meal is like $25, okay? And it comes from the frozen section at Giant. And you're sitting there, you're like,
hence the term kitchen table politics.
Kitchen table politics, exactly. Then that's when you start, let me turn on the news and find out what's going on. But by then, it's too late.
I mean, I've been saying for years on your show that nothing's going to happen until people get hungry. There's too much food in this country.
Exactly.
Yep.
And they're working on that now.
Right. We're trying to change that. I was looking at this woman. She was like, if y'all see what Walmart is doing, y'all should be about that corn. You see that corn? Man.
Yeah, that was freaking something.
That, you know what? Let me see if I can find it.
It's out there. I've seen it. It's but that's the difference. That's why I started growing my own garlic. Mm-hmm. You know, that went from Walmart contracted an Arkansas farm for corn, for canned corn. And then over the whatever time period, they changed it to a product of Thailand. And the calories, I'm going to wait. You got the film. I won't give it away, but
the corn video.
Oh, it's something wild. You got to watch. These companies are ruthless, man.
Jay, I saw yesterday, and I know it's lunchtime for some people, but I saw yesterday. It shocked me so much, and I'm glad to, hopefully, I hope that he's not, but hopefully, it's for his own village. But this guy, I guess he didn't have a knife. But his toenail was so sharp that he was taking chicken and slicing the chicken with his toe into little chunks. And I mean, I had to turn away my head, man. You have got to be kidding me. And
he never had toe chicken.
I don't want toe chicken, but I was like, I cannot believe that he's really doing that. And actually, he was doing that in front of, I guess people. But this is that corn.
You shop at Walmart, you're about to be really pissed at them, and let me tell you why. They have made some major changes to their canned corn. I'm going to point out five of these things, and the fifth one, you might never shop at Walmart again. So here's an older can of corn from my pantry, and we're going to compare the two with this newer can of corn, okay? Number one, it says that it is picked and grown on the same day. It has this green little great for you label here. Over here, it says that it's from Arkansas, has 45 calories. What else is it? Oh, and it's gluten-free. Okay, let's compare that to the second can. Right away, the biggest difference, the second can is a product of Thailand. Looking at the nutritional information, we went from 45 calories to 90 calories. There's more sodium, there's more carbs. Apparently, it's no longer picked and packaged on the same day like this one, and it's no longer gluten-free, and also lost that great for you tag. Let me tell you why. On this new can of corn from Walmart, there's a health warning. Let's read it. Warning, consuming this product can expose you to chemicals, including lead, which are known in the state of California to cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm. I guess that's reason enough to lose the great for you symbol that was on this can. So go into your pantry, check out your canned corn. If you're ticked off as much as I am, let Walmart know. If you shop at Walmart.
And it wasn't just that. It's some more stuff at Walmart too that has been changed.
And it's every store. Every store. If you go in there, Central Pennsylvania is one of the leading producers of mushrooms in the United States. And Pennsylvania Dutch people live there, right? So there's a whole lot of products, mushroom products, Pennsylvania Dutch, Dutch boy this, that make you think, the labels make you think they're from Central PA. But you go look at the jar, product of China, product of Vietnam. Let me tell you, mushrooms in Asian countries are fertilized in human fertilizer. Mushrooms have to grow in the dark.
Yeah.
You know, and it's our USDA should be arrested. I mean, they should. They really should. The people that allow this, that allow these big companies, big food, that's big food right there. They're going for the cheapest bidder, the lowest bidder.
You know, I was going to share the one about the toe chicken cutting thing. But on Twitter, it looked like, well, Twitter X, somebody just got their account suspended. So I was like, nah, that's okay. I ain't going to share it. But it is, I've seen it, and it's nasty as hell. I mean, but that's what's happening. That's what's happening overseas. And I'm just, you know, you look at those things that we didn't have so many obese people back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. You know why? Because things were more natural.
Yep.
they have been playing with the ingredients so much. And for what they've done with chicken is remarkable and scary. Because chicken used to be small, man. It was good, though. But chicken used to be small. You look at it now, God darn chicken looks like a turkey.
They breed them that way.
You know what I'm saying? And well, then,
I'm going to be honest, that's Republicans. I mean, when Democrats say they are supporting big business, Republicans have allowed systems like this. That's their donors, is big food. Screw
the people.
We actually did. Yeah, we did a piece on ethanol subsidies, one of the most corrupt things ever, but they act like they're pro-farmer.
Yeah, yeah. It is a whole lot of farmers out there that, well, they're trying to get rid of farmers and they're trying to get rid of coal. I think they basically got rid of coal, just like they did with the steel.
They didn't get rid of coal yet.
Yeah, okay.
We're burning a lot of coal still. Yeah. Matter of fact, I saw an EV plant that needed a coal plant to be built by it. You know, the energy news in the United States is TMI and how they stopped the nuclear power industry.
Right.
That's a big, big story. We wouldn't even be talking about this stuff. You know, if we had our electric was run by that, but whatever.
Hey, did you guys see the story of Greenwald dropped about the Daily Wire?
Yeah, tell us about it there, Chief.
I will if my internet doesn't lock up. But remember when they were talking about they were going to debate Candace Owens? There was all that drama going on about that, and we touched on it a little bit on the show. Turns out, if Greg Greenwald's stuff is right, they were a fraud the whole time. They were pursuing, and now they've gotten a gag order on Candace. So are your free speech, conservative, biggest platform,
Israel first,
is got a gag order on Candace Owens, while publicly they're all talking tough, like, oh yeah, bring her on here, let's debate, blah, blah, blah. Frauds.
I don't listen to any of them on both sides.
She needs a gag order, but not because of Israel.
Yeah, right.
Because of other stuff. Check this out.
That
flag, and I hope that everybody hears me 100 million times. You try to mess with the American flag, you're going to get what you're going to get. Okay? That's the bottom line. You try to take down the American flag, we're going to give you what you ain't expecting.
Did you see chapter 2 of that story?
No.
Give, send, go. Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Well,
the people are behind somebody that would protect that flag is my point.
Yeah, but if you do that, then, man.
No, that's a huge story. These dudes.
These kids.
Defended the flag, started a give, send, go to throw a rager. They wanted 35,000. And as of this morning, it's at 270,000. And a couple country music stars are coming to sing at it.
That's going to happen on a whole lot of campuses really soon too. Good. But my thing is, it doesn't matter. It's good for them if they want to do a profit thing and whatnot, but I'm talking about regular Americans. You mess with the American flag, you're going to get it. Bottom line. A lot of these Americans aren't going to stand for you putting up another flag, taking that American flag and putting up another flag. They ain't going to do it. The spirit of America, and I've talked about it time and time again, the spirit of America is like this. You might think that we are split here and there and everywhere, but you start poking at the tenets and the roots of Americans, the Americans will come together and they will shut you down. And that's why, for me, I'm still proud to be from America. I wouldn't live in any other country. I'm not looking to live in any other country. I wish that things were different. And things can be different. And that's why America is the way it is. But dude, you, I mean, what they did in North Carolina with that flag, that's what I said earlier in the week, before this even happened. And I'm thinking that they ain't going to stop till they take down that American flag off the White House and put up the Palestinian flag or put up some Muslim flag or a rug, a huge rug where they have the American flag coming down.
Well, they put the gay flag up.
The color thing, but that left really quickly overnight, didn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't think they put it up on the main flagpole, did they?
I think so.
They did.
During Gay Day or something.
I thought they changed the color of the White House. I didn't know they did the flag. Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Proposed law, Elon Musk just, if someone tears down the American flag and puts up another flag in this place, that person should get a free one-way trip to that flag's country.
I agree. And I'll tell you something else. Attention, Congress. Don't pass any laws over this. We don't need any new legislation.
Oh, my God. What do you think about the anti-Semitism law?
No, we shouldn't have it.
That anti-Semite law is stupid.
I'm just asking. I mean, why don't you think that we should have an anti-Semitism bill? I'm just asking.
Because it conflicts with the First Amendment. You know, now that's I'm talking about like talk. You start doing things, then that's already a crime. We don't need a new law. I don't trust these lawmakers. They put stuff in these laws that they'll make it. I saw the one excerpt that was banning certain Christian phrases. You know, it's not something, it's not a slope we want to go down. The answer to this is not legislation.
I was going to say, name one time in the history of U.S. government that they have passed a law that didn't get twisted into something horrible for Americans.
And something like that will.
We were talking about capital gains taxes and taxing the rich. Mm-hmm. They're going to start at 1 million, then it's going to be 500,000, then it's going to be 100,000. Like, we've seen this over and over. We saw with the Patriot Act, they are using Sarbanes-Oxley, which is an accounting law, to go after January 6th people.
And the prize, the final prize, don't think the final prize is the rich. The final prize is us, is the middle class. The money's with us, not with the rich.
Right.
Collectively.
You know what? Earlier in the week, I showed you Drew Barrymore with Kamala Harris. Did y'all see the Dylan Mulvaney thing?
Do we have to?
Was that from a while ago?
Well, he was saying how hard it was being a woman.
I'll bet you look like that.
And she got down on her knees.
Oh, me too.
Oh.
And, but I guess, you know, you've asked me now, like,
you've asked me, like, what I would do to combat the hate, right?
that's on midday white television.
Women, man.
Women and men.
The United States of pretending.
I can't believe how many women are cool with dudes dressing like girls.
I know. Yeah. It's the whole thing is designed to eliminate you, sweetheart.
Right. Do you think all these women that claim that they're the same as men and they want to be paid the same and all this, do you think if they really joined together a few years ago, they would have stopped men and women sports? Do you think?
I didn't follow the question all the way.
Okay. You know how men have been trying to get into women's sports? These crazies.
Trannies?
Trannies.
Yeah. I mean, well, they call themselves trannies.
Losers. Ones that couldn't
compete. Some of these guys haven't gone through the whole thing. Right. They just feel like a female.
They just can't win against boys.
Right. But they have gotten into sports and set track and field running records and different like that. Do you think if these so-called powered women, you know, they always claim that they're on the same level as men and strong and we can do it. Do you think if they would have joined together years ago, they would have, if they would have joined together to stop the infiltration of that into women's sports, don't you think that they would have stopped it?
Yeah, they helped it.
And, right. And going back to what y'all were saying, they could have ended this a long time ago, but they have allowed it. They have allowed it. And watching these guys, I saw this, well, and then the women are trying to get into the men's sports now. Y'all saw what happened at the boxing thing where the woman, the dude got knocked out and, well, she got she was out. Yeah, either way, I was watching something yesterday where these countries are doing all these great things, and I got to give China CCP credit for submarine running on lasers and doing laser stuff and everything.
They launched an aircraft carrier the other day.
Yep.
And we're on college campuses, boys looking like girls and girls looking like boys holding on Palestinian flags and stuff. I'm like, man, we're going to get our ass whooped.
Can you imagine being a Russian citizen?
Oh, my God. Looking at what's going on over here.
The absolute sewer that we have here.
Well, it's funny. Jeez. They don't even need to show propaganda videos. They can just show the news. Right. You know what I mean?
Right there. I mean,
here's Russia, CNN.
Russia's up there doing the right thing. They're supporting the family.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we're not. We're destroying the family. We are trying to destroy our future. And it's by... I'm coming to the conclusion that this government is not controlled by Americans. I really am.
Yeah, I thought that. This is
being controlled by some other country.
Yep.
Not just leftists in America.
Nope.
This is being controlled by somebody who wants to take us over.
Yep. That's what I thought.
Because the other thing the women could have stopped is all this Islamic BS.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have. Mm-hmm. Human rights, my butt. That's not what these groups are about.
Nope.
They're about furthering the leftist stupidity.
Well, and I think, you know, if you just draw the connection, always follow the money. And our country is now owned by large corporations and multinational organizations. I mean, we were talking about food. Food sucks because our politicians let it suck. And because big food runs it.
You know, I did something the other day. Somebody talked to me. Go look at the CEOs of these big corporations and the presidents of these colleges and tell me how shocked you were that almost none of them were Americans.
Right.
Yeah.
Even the president of Harvard.
Bitcoin.
Columbia, whatever.
One of the leaders of Bitcoin, guy from China, CCP, just got arrested and charged with fraud.
They uncovered a scam here where there were people were coming in and getting elderly people, forcing them to transfer their money into Bitcoin.
Oh, geez.
I mean, like losing 20 grand at a family. And you can't trace it after that.
Yeah, you can't. You sure can't. Once they get in there, it's gone. That's why I'm not in there. You know? It sucks.
Criminals figured it out.
Huh? Yeah.
Criminals figured it out.
Yeah. I got played myself. Yeah. I got played. And then they came back. We're sorry it didn't work out, but you know, we can take care of you. I said, nope. As a matter of fact, hold on just for a second. Get your IP. Yeah, I'm here. Don't go nowhere. I get your IP, get this and that. And now let me send them to Facebook. These are the people that you're allowing to see my account. As a matter of fact, I even got my Facebook account a couple of years ago where I thought that somebody was helping me, and they took control of the Facebook account. I quickly got it back. It turned out that it was in Korea, South Korea, or whatnot. The guy took it over. And Man, these people don't believe me. We're at a place at a time. I'm not saying that we're sensitive. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that we need to be sensitive. But we're at a place where there are a lot of people that just don't give a damn about you. And I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about these cheaters and liars and thieves, these online thieves. They don't care. As long as they get theirs, they don't care.
A lot of our people are like that anymore.
And they will steal from you. You know what? I was going to ask you about your, you know, the investment thing that I was talking about. I was going to ask Ayla about, like, you know how you were talking about your 401k? I was like, are you, like, sort of talking about, like, if Hutch had a 401k, is that money being invested into the Chinese companies and whatnot? That's criminal. That's criminal.
They send you a packet that's this thick, and it's on page 712.
Right.
That's criminal, though. I mean, taking Americans' hard-earned money and turning it around. I mean, I know banks do it all the time, but I'm talking about life savings and stuff. These companies can take your money and invest it without even telling you. So if they lose it, you're left up crap creek. Yeah.
That's the risk you take.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the consequences of everything being manufactured in China.
Yep.
Right. Well, and it's like a third degree investment where you invest in this thing that invests in this thing that invests in China. That's why it's not like you say, I invested in CCP and you see it on your statement.
I asked my guy, is my stuff invested in the CCP? And he said, how do you put it? Your assets are subject to foreign currency markets or something like that. You know, like a portion of your funds are invested overseas.
Right.
You know, and there's nothing you can do about that. If you want to invest your money, that's the way it is. You know, and I'm like, there's probably a different answer, but I don't have time for that. I mean, money doesn't excite me. You know what I mean? That might sound crazy, but it just doesn't. You know, I mean, as long as I have enough to live, you know,
and there's really nothing to know I can do. I mean,
I don't know.
Investment company,
that's one of the biggest banks in the country, in the world.
You're invested in individual stocks, your money is spread into a bunch of different things.
Now I've got different, you know, I tailored it to where I have so much here and it's not as subject to as much risk and whatever, but it's been good to me too. I mean, I can't lie. Over time.
Jay, you same way?
Yeah, I mean, I've got investments in all things. I mean, I've got a little crypto, I've got silver, I've got some money in retirement funds. I mean, I'm a big hedge guy.
That was the worst thing that happened to me. I bought a little bit of silver during the Obama administration. It's never been that high since. I picked the absolute wrong day to press play.
Here's I wrote what's it down. Silver. $30 silver coins, easy to trade when the collapse happens.
That's the reason I have silver. I have rounds.
Right.
I think they're $20 rounds or whatever. They're an ounce.
Right.
I got silver coins in my safe.
Because I was thinking about it, you know, and it's like, if gold is $3,000 an ounce, who's going to give me change?
Right.
You know?
So you can buy gold coins that are about $600 a coin, and they're an alloy.
But it's still
expensive.
Yeah, it's
not like thousands.
And it's still a $600 bill.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a sandwich with that.
You want me to buy
a
thing of toilet paper for $600? Really?
But here's the advantage, disadvantage. If the dollar collapses, gold will be the safest and the biggest hedge. Now, silver will have more of a trading value, but it won't go up as much as gold.
There's a caveat to that, too. If you look back in our history, Franklin Delano Roosevelt outlawed gold in personal hands and confiscated gold.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep that in mind. Silver's a little bit less.
Yeah, but with all that investment stuff, you know, you're better off having things in different stuff.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know, just because if you buy any of these large financial products, you know, when you start going three layers deep, it's like, oh man, how the heck did I end up owning that?
Yeah, but I hear
I'm gonna start spending it starting on next Tuesday.
But I hear that there's no gold in Fort Knox.
I've been hearing that my whole life.
I mean, no gold in Fort Knox.
So. I had a guy in basic training, a big black guy. Man, this guy was nuts. Mm-hmm. He only lasted a couple days. Mm-hmm. He sat in his wall locker lifting weights in the wall locker. One day he wasn't there no more. And drill sergeant said, yeah, he tried to go down to Fort Knox, tried to go down to the gold repository. He's gone. I don't know if that was true or not, but it sounded true.
Wow.
Maybe this is what we need. Trump wins the election. He releases the JFK files. He does a video tour of Fort Knox. And then he releases the UFO files. Just all that stuff. And just
keep Mike Pompeo away from you, sir.
Right.
Mike Pompeo is not your friend.
We're hearing two VP choices now. I don't like either one of them, but I don't know. Doug Bergman.
Huh.
Doug Bergman is one and Vivek is another.
Oh.
Yeah. Trump isn't saying that. There are people, I don't know whether they're close to the campaign or not, but those two, Bergman is being liked because he's calm and cool and he's not a threat to Donald Trump. And we all know to get up further and along with Donald Trump, you can't be bigger than Donald Trump. Can't be. I'm sorry, people, you can't. I mean, but Vivek would be that, though, if that was the case. And I don't know if that's what Donald Trump really wants.
I hope he doesn't do that.
Yeah. Because Vivek was like, when we die, and we go and meet the forefathers of the country.
Right.
And I thought I was supposed to be meeting Jesus. I didn't know I was going to be meeting George Washington. But, you know, some people were like, he didn't mean to say that. Okay, well, he's smart enough. He wouldn't have said it.
I saw an article that was talking about Ben Carson.
I hope he doesn't do that either. And
I love all these people that think they know what Trump's thinking. He makes unpredictable decisions, and usually he's right. And all these people like, you know, I think Trump's going to do this or that. It's like, you have no idea.
It's like, let me introduce my vice presidential pick. Barron, how you doing? Come on stage.
Right.
You know what, Jay, during the time that President Trump was in office, he would make decisions, but it wasn't lined up. Just like you said, it wasn't lined up. He would just make them, right?
Yep.
For the good of the country, but it wasn't like a regular politician's type of thing. And so many people were like, okay, well, he did it this way. Well, he was thinking, I was like, he's a billionaire. You are a hundredaire. Maybe even a $50-naire. And probably on a bad day, a $20-naire. You're a $20-naire, and he's a billionaire. And you're saying you can break down what he's thinking about. Your facial features, man.
I got to say, I got to reboot the Wi-Fi.
I thought that you were surprised at what I was saying. You're like... All right, we gotta go. We gotta shut down. We gotta shut down his computer for the week. Whatever you do this weekend, make sure that you do it. Have y'all started watering your lawn yet? Question. Not yet.
I never do.
It's rained for two weeks. Right.
Huh?
Ours has rained for 2 weeks, so
yeah.
Our grass is growing so fast, man. Wow.
And it's green. It's not brown. It's green.
Very, very deep green.
Yeah. Mine is too. I just don't want loud. It looks like it's going to do a whole lot of raining over the next week or so here too. I'm looking at Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, next Saturday, and Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So maybe I'll just hold off a little bit longer, you know, before wallering that. But yeah. But whatever you do, take care of yourself. Be careful. Be safe. Check out WayneDupree.com. Check out my social media timeline if you can. And share everything that we got going on, because this isn't the only thing that we got. We got a whole lot of other stuff going on at the same time. So, but keep Jesus in your life and keep your head. And here's one that I used to hear from Casey Kasem. Keep looking toward the stars. Here is Jay, and then we're going to close out with Hutch.
All right, my Wi-Fi is going to freeze up, folks. We live in the greatest country in the history of mankind. Never forget it. Over to you, Hutch.
That's a good one. That's a pretty good one. Some of the most arrogant statements that I've ever heard in my life. The presidential press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked about the risk to U.S. milk and meat supply from the bird flu epidemic in cattle. An honest question that deserves an honest answer. You know what she answered? I don't consume any meat. That was her answer. What an arrogant piece of... Nobody cares about you, KJP. Nobody cares about you.
Wayne used to, till he broke up with her.
See, you got to bring that up, man. She looked cute there for a while. She did. But then again, so did the dog killer. The dog killer looks cute, too.
Right. Just keep her away from your puppies.
She is fine.
I think she took out a goat, too, or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's farm life, man. Farm life.
Yeah, she's a killer. But she looks good, though. She's femme fatale, man. She's femme fatale, boy. She's a marksman. She's an assassin.
She looked better than... the muzzies that were bowing down at the college.
Right.
That was crazy.
You walk in from outside. Come here, Fido. Hey, where's the dog?
Who left that bowl of antifreeze on the porch?
Right. And if she'll kill the dog, she's eyeing all right, you too.
Be good. Let's see. I don't know if y'all saw Jason, because Jason was a little bit short. But Hutch is Cold War Radio on Rumble, rumble.com/C/ Cold War Radio, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It'll be on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune 2 hours for him.
On a vast network of podcasters. Thank you, Wayne.
And then you got Jay Robbs, the American Tribune.com, or I did that wrong, or .news. Jay, you didn't tell nobody. But then again,
oh, I didn't notice that.
You kind of froze in there.
Yeah, I give up on the internet today.
Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all, be cool.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.